The Marlins and the Reds waiting through a brief rain delay at the onset on Friday night when things dried out. The Marlins get to work in the first.
Yelich, a bouncer up the middle. It'll score Gordon. Jeanette just in time to get Yelich. But Miami's on the board. Ball in the dirt, kicks away. Here comes Stanton, and he will score. And Miami gets a run and a base runner. And Ureña buries a fastball, 97 with run. And Ureña gets him. That is strike three called.
Ball into the motion, fires. Yelich nubs one over shortstop. Base hit left field. A big two-out hit to score Rojas and make it 3-1 Marlins.
3-2. Another ground ball, D. Gordon. Ball game. Miami wins it. Nicely done by the bullpen and Jose Ureña. 3-1, Marlins beat the Reds. Six innings from Ureña. Tozawa, an inning. Bearclaw, an inning. And Ramos, an inning. All scoreless in relief. And a 3-1 win, a nice way to start the road trip.
Marlins pick up the 3-1 win. This was only the 19th game all season that Reds pitching did not allow a home run, but just their third loss in those 19 games. Homer Bailey suffers just his second loss in 9 career starts against the Marlins. Two of the Marlins' 3 runs on Friday night driven in by Christian Yelich. And the Marlins got a solid start from Jose Ureña as he went 6-plus innings of 1-run ball, resulting in Miami's 3-1 win over Cincinnati. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
No, I think good anywhere. It doesn't really matter if it's here. It's, you know, it's on the attack, you know, going after guys. His stuff was good tonight. I think guys pitch good. You know, I think it goes back to, you know, their guy gives up a couple early, gets a little break with the line out at third, and then basically settles in and does a good job with us. And Hosey was really good early, and it looked like he was going to start, you know, wobbling a little bit, but he settled down and did a nice job. They're back in their lineup, you know, hit him hard. You know, Shibbs on base, you know, all night, and Barnhart's hitting him hard. So the bottom part was, you know, kind of where we had our trouble.
Yeah, it was. And, gets the ground ball. D goes home there. I didn't know if we had a shot at 2 or not, but with Billy, you don't ever think you're going to turn him over. And, you know, walks Mesoraco, but gets the out we need. And his confidence just seems to grow, you know. So we're going to need it, obviously, with the trade. We, you know, look at another back-end piece, and he looks like he's ready for it.
The Marlins send Chris O'Grady to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Robert Stevenson.